This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This is something that we see that happened in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us what to do in such a situation. And not only that, we also see that living in the 21st century, we see that many of us have problems, or we have rumors about us, and people believe them at first hand without any type of investigation on that accusation. We see that a person will come to an individual and say to the individual that such and such person said this about such and such person. Straight away that person will believe that person and hold opinion about the person that the thing was said about. This in Islam itself, according to one of my teachers, it is a sin. A sin which could be questioned on the day of Qiyamah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me narrate a short story to you at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was going to go on war against Makkah at that time. He had told all the Sahaba, do not, whatsoever happens, do not tell anybody. Do not tell anybody that I, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is coming to war with Makkah. Now, if you look into Islam, my dear brothers, you will come to understand that if going against the command of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you will be there and then regarded as a munafiq. You will be regarded as a munafiq. What happens is Hazrat Hatib radiallahu anhu, upon hearing that we are going to war with Makkah, all the Sahaba, before I tell you the reason actually, all the Sahaba have protected the house, but the wealth and everything. This is one Sahaba that didn't, his family lived in Makkah. So what he done was he wrote a letter to the Quraysh. He wrote a letter to the Quraysh that we're coming for war. He sent this letter through a woman. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam now receives wahi. In this wahi, he is told that this woman has a letter that is going to inform the people in Makkah that you are coming for war. So now, what comes to your mind? Hazrat Hatib has done something against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's command. Not only that, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for clarification, sent Hazrat Ali and other Sahaba to go to that woman, ask the woman, you have a piece of paper which has a note on it. Give us that letter or that note that you have that you're going to give to the people in Makkah. And she denied. She goes, I don't have anything. Where are you getting from that habit? He and the Sahaba replied, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam does not lie. He speaks the truth. If you don't give us that piece of paper, we will strip you naked until we find it. And then she took it out of the back of her hair and passed it on. And then Hazrat Ali took it back to the Prophet ﷺ, and Hazrat Umar is saying, we should chop his head off. We should kill him. He is a munafiq. And the Prophet ﷺ, this is the fundamental point of why I'm narrating this hadith to you. He said, wait. He said, go call him. He called Hazrat Hatib radiallahu anhu. He asked him why he sent it. And Hazrat Hatib said that, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all the companions, all of your companions have secured their wealth and their families. I had just advised the Quraysh to protect my family and my wealth, whereas no one else is there to protect it. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, see, how could you have said that he is a munafiq? Look at the reason. He looked into the situation. He investigated on the accusation. And then after that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, how can he be a munafiq? He is from the fighters of Badr. They are mentioned in the Holy Quran. So my brothers, as many people out there today, there are some stories that I would love to mention to you, but just to keep everything short and sweet, is that there's some people today that live with a past which they had forgotten about, but has been re-reminded to them through the people without investigation accusations. So now our main purpose, that what we should take from this, is that if you hear something about somebody, yet it be bad, yet it be something against you, against your family members, whatever it may be, if you have heard something about an individual that is really, really bad, do not believe it. Do not believe that accusation straight away. If you really think it is disturbing you, approach the brother in private. Don't hold an opinion and do not pass on that rumor. When you do this, one, as an ummah, we should cover each other's mistakes and we should guide each other's. But if we find out that such and such person takes drugs or drinks alcohol, and we start telling everyone and defaming him and giving him a bad reputation, he's never going to change. He's going to get used to it. But if we keep on trying and telling him, maybe he might change. So if someone accuses you of something, as a Muslim, you should straight away get to the bottom of the situation and then have an opinion about that individual. I hope this explains the whole reason of investigation on an accusation. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
حي على الفلاح.